It's Stephanie,
Sarah,
and Rudy.
And this is...
Sarah, you're gone.
Yeah. Where did you go?
What happened? We cannot hear.
Oh, because the mute button was pushed.
Oh.
This is Kids These Days.
Unscripted!
Unscripted.
A podcast brought to you by grant funding from the Kansas Department for Children and Families.
Okay.
So,
season three.
Season four.
Season four.
Are we in the past or in the future?
Listen, hey, I wasn't around for season one. So for me, this is season three.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Like that quick save?
That is. It's great. It's nice. Yes. Welcome to season four, folks.
Season four.
Holy moly. Batman.
Here.
Yep.
Seems kind of crazy.
I haven't seen you since Christmas. How was Christmas?
It was good. We went to my family for a day, and then we went up to Concordia for a couple days, and then came home, and then I got my craft room cleaned and organized. Ooh. I got the basement finally, because, you know, I've done a craft show and a craft retreat since the last time the basement was clean, so... There was stuff all over the place and Christmas decoration and fall, you know, all of that jazz. So I finally got that all cleaned up. And then we went up to some friends of ours for New Year's. And so that was my holiday. So how about you guys? I did get a few snaps of you doing some tamale. What was it? Tamales that you were making?
Oh, what did we do? So it's because we had a Tribune Christmas, and then we had a second Christmas in Dallas, and then New Year's there. So it was kind of
I didn't realize you went to Dallas.
I think we did. That's why I was like, I'm about to say, I'm about ready to just host next year and just have people come to us. I mean, we have their first grandkids. We're the only ones with kids. Why don't they come to us, right?
Yep. Yes. Make your own traditions in your own house.
No, it was good. We did tamales in Tribune, and then my mom made pozole the last day we were there.
But that was
my grandfather. I don't know if I remember sharing with y'all that he had surgery here, so he's still here recuperating. Mm-hmm. So he was there with a special, and we had a cousin fly in from Mexico, mm-hmm. so that was special. We haven't seen him. I haven't seen him in like 8 years, so was really nice. Yeah, that was nice to see him.
I'm with you. Next year, do it at your house. They come,
I know, right?
Truly, 100%. Like, you're the ones with the little children.
I know.
You're the ones with all the stuff. You're gonna have all the gifts to load up and unload and just
100%.
Do it at 100%. Your house.
Do it at your house.
Yeah, I'll have people come to me next year.
For sure.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good idea. How about you, Haney?
It was good. We did the rounds, you know, as typical. You hit all the families and you do all the things, and I was socialized out at the end of it.
Yep. I'm glad that you feel that.
Yeah. Yeah. I am with you. And then I was like, because we started on Friday, the 23rd, because my family did it early because I had some family members that were leaving the country, traveling on Christmas Day. So we did it on, Friday. And then we had a Saturday thing and a Sunday thing. And then, you know, we were off that week in between.
Mm-hmm,
and
so, right.
Like Monday, I was like, I'm just going to stay home and I'm just going to like smush in my own little world.
Yes.
And
that's awesome.
Become one with a couch because I'm done with it.
I'm done with this.
So you and the couch good. Became
I had a birthday in between there,
that's
too.
Right.
Oh, that's so, right.
Live the dream on my birthday. I said Christmas Eve.
Sweet.
I said all I wanted was queso and margaritas. And so that's what we did that day.
That's awesome.
Great day. So,
and that's what you got.
And that's what I got. So
that's fantastic.
Now we're back to reality.
So season four, you're going to see some changes. We talked a little bit about it at the end of season three, but with life and plates being full, we are moving to every other week this year. Try that out, see how that goes. And this year we have decided is the year of you. You are the most important material and resource in your program, your classroom. And so we're going to really focus on that. And I think a lot of what you're going to hear a lot of interviews with people who are in the field that are doing the work that you're doing, that are working with the people that are doing the work that you're doing. And
bringing in some perspective.
Yeah.
Different voices from just ours.
Yeah. Well, I like the flow of it because it's not just, you know, we've got some content sprinkled in, but we also have some interviews, yeah, some ways to apply it directly to what you're doing. But mm-hmm, it focuses on the early childhood professional, you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I want to talk a little bit about Christ.
We're not talking about Christ, are we?
No, we are not. we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, some intentional teaching, about circle time, because this is the year of circle time.
It's the year of circle time.
It's the year of circle time.
Yep.
We're going to talk a little bit about inclusion and infant toddler mental health and some resources. We're going to have a lot more Spanish episodes. A lot of interview Spanish episodes. Super excited for that.
Epic.
Epic. Indeed. Couple guest hosts. If we can twist their arms, should be fine. And in this season, we want to hear from you guys. Since this is the year of you, this is the year of you as a resource, you as a material. We want to hear from you. What resources are you looking for that we aren't covering or that we could cover? You know, what are your burning topics? What's happening? Reach out to us on social media.
Mm-hmm. I think our podcast is only as good as the people listening. And so if people have, you know, thoughts, ideas, something that we can bring in that maybe we haven't thought about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's more powerful.
Absolutely.
Bring it on.
Absolutely. I agree. I'm really excited for this year. I'm excited that, you know, with us doing every other week and doing more interviews, maybe some of our episodes are going to be a little bit longer than the, mm-hmm, than the 10, 15 minutes, mm-hmm, 10, 15, 20 minutes that we have been doing. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that's well received.
Well, I like it too, because it allows us to dive deeper. You know, yeah, we can, mm-hmm, spend that time being more intentional, and, you know, it's a little bit more of a commitment for listening in the one stop, but it, you know, week to week, mm-hmm, we can get more thorough.
Yep.
And just the nature of interviews. I mean, I know all of us that have done it, I know at least I do, you know, you go in with a sort of outline, but you kind of just let the conversation,
yeah,
go in whatever, mm-hmm, direction it goes. And then you end up editing it and you're like, I want to keep this and I want to keep that, you know, 15 or 20 minutes turns into almost an hour.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, not a absolutely bad thing. It's just, yeah, you know, you just, right, have to be, yeah, you just, yeah, never know what you're going to get.
Yep.
Exactly.
Just like with childcare. Early education.
True.
You go in with a plan, you come out, yeah, with something different usually.
Right.
You just, right, never know.
You just never know. But yeah, that's, you know, kind of the short and sweet of season four of what to look forward to.
And in 2023.
Yeah.
Woo!
The year of you.
Mm-hmm. The year of you. I love it.
Me too.
We should make t-shirts.
Yeah, we'll make t-shirts.
Say that.
Stickers. Cups.
All of it. All
seems
of it.
Like a good giveaway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right.
So
well,
the year of you and the year of trying new things.
The year of you, the year of trying new things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, love it.
Okay. Well.
Well.
I guess that's it.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Kids These Days is a co-production of the Casito Kids Infant Toddler Specialist Network and Workforce Development Programs. These programs are supported through a grant from the Kansas Department for Children and Families, Child Care, and Early Education Services. However, information or opinions expressed herein do not necessarily reflect the position or policy of the agency, and no official endorsement should be inferred.
If you have questions, comments, suggestions, or want to share your practice related to this or a previous episode, please email us at kidsthesedayspod@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at kidsthesedayspod and now on Twitter at KTPod.
Be sure to check out the infographic and other resources for this episode in the show notes. And don't forget to hit subscribe.
This episode was written, recorded, and edited by Sarah Holmes and Rudy Benavides. Infographics by Rudy Benavides. Music track, Cheery Monday by Kevin MacLeod.